don't know if you were at the Waukesha Christmas parade that took place yesterday, but, you know, it's always a somber time. You're always thinking back at what happened with the Christmas parade tragedy, where more than 60 people were hurt and 6 people were killed, including a young child. And you never want to post anything online that would look like it's a threat. But apparently new information about the arrest made right before the Waukesha Christmas parade yesterday. And WTMJ's Adam Roberts has been digging into this all day in his new information. Adam.
Yes, Julia and Telly. So this refers to a incident that was posted on social media that led to this arrest, as you alluded to. This happened during the day yesterday leading up to the parade. So this was in the hours before the parade took off in the 4 o'clock hour. Important to note, there was never any active threat to the public. The parade proceeded as scheduled. There was increased security, but as we've seen in the years since the 2021 attack, that's par for the course. They've really upped making people feel safe with different barriers, different measures to keep everyone feeling secure. Well, there's new information I've been able to find in communication with the Waukesha Police Department. First of all, I do have a name, but I am not going to name the suspect yet. I have not been formally criminally charged, company policy. But what I can tell you is what led to the arrest on social media, or what happened on social media that led to the arrest. So a call log from police indicates the situation began when a post was made after the Waukesha North Marching Band had indicated they were not going to be performing in the parade because it was fairly cold. You've got instruments that are made of metal that it doesn't always work well. So the Waukesha North Marching Band posts that they had canceled their participation in the parade. On that post, there was the comment that read, quote, "I feel like the 1993 Falling Down movie, and I'm one more thing away from snapping." This references this movie from about 30 years ago where a male character cracks in freeway traffic and proceeds to go on a killing spree. So you put the two together, and police, given, as you mentioned, Julia, how heightened tensions can be given the past history with this event, proceeded to investigate the situation and proceeded to make an arrest.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie was with Michael Douglas.
And I think Robert Duvall as well.
Yep, that was the guy that was playing the police officer trying to find him.
Yeah, and Adam, you also got to think about the fact that the timing of all this, they had to take it as seriously as they did, because something like that, now if this was a post during the summer, maybe not so much, but with it being so close to the parade, they had to take it seriously, correct?
And according to the call log to that point, Telly, this came in to the department around 2:45. The parade kicks off in, as I mentioned, the 4 o'clock hour. So that's a pretty tight window to work, which explains the heightened seriousness of going after this right away.
Yeah, and not joking around about a parade that has such a dark past.
Yes, yes. I mean, even there really isn't no explanation as to why you would post something like that unless you really were thinking about doing something like that.
Well, that's the one thing that the police were saying, was that, you know, you can say whatever you want. There is freedom of speech. But then if you cross a line of threats or causing, you know, chaos, like yelling fire or something like that in an auditorium, or saying something like that on the heels of a parade that has, again, such a sad past, you got to be careful.
Yeah,
I wonder what he's going to be charged, or she is going to be charged with.
Well, the good thing
is, we don't know for sure who it is.
Yeah, he or she.
Yeah. Yeah, but the good thing is, whoever it was got arrested before anything, you know, transpired. So that's the silver lining in all of this.
Yes. And the parade went off without a hitch. As we saw, it was a very touching moment at the very beginning, and then a moment of celebration for the entire community that has seen that event be a source of sadness in the years that have passed. It has become a symbol of hope and the whole Waukesha Strong movement.
Yeah. The dancing grannies look great. Adam, thank you so much for that new information. Wow.
Of course.
Brian, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm pumped. I'm in such a good mood. Are you in a good mood?
Good. Oh yeah, fantastic.
What did you think about when the Bears when the Bears scored a touchdown and they tried to do the Lambeau leap?
Well, I mean, I think that's something that's a common practice for all visiting teams in the Lambeau. They all
push.
Wanted Yeah, they all want to do that, and then if they happen to jump into a section that doesn't have a friendly face, they all get shoved back, which is normally pretty funny. But that seems like common practice for the visitors. They all try to get up in the stands and kind of try to rub it in Packers fans' faces. But it's always the end result that matters. That's always the best part about, especially when Chicago comes to town, it's the end result. And the streak kind of continues, it seems, right? The common trend continues.
Brian, we know that Jordan Love has had a lot of signature wins, but we're really quick as fans to jump on him and when he doesn't play well. But would you consider yesterday's win a signature win for Jordan Love this season?
Yeah, I mean, I think signature wins are like you got to look. I always put them in like categories, right? And I think when you look at this one, I put this one kind of in that signature win category because Chicago's finally good, right? Like they're finally a good team, and you watched Chicago play yesterday, and I'll give it to them. Like they're a team that looks like they're going to be around for a while, right? Like they look like they're a team that's only going to get better as they continue to draft and develop and sign free agents. Like I think they're going to be around for a while, and this is going to be a battle between, you know, Jordan Love and I guess if Caleb Williams is going to be there for, I don't know, right? But between this, you know, Jordan Love and this Bears team, this is going to be an issue for a while. And to get this type of win, all eyes on it, right? They were the one seed going into it. You know, everything was, you know, this was a big game. And the way he performed and kind of the, you know, how calm he was under, you know, all the pressure and things like that. Yeah, I mean, I would say this is a signature win. You could look at last week and Thanksgiving, you know, that was, I'm so messed up in my days because of the Thursday game and everything like that. But I think that was a signature win against Detroit. I think he's kind of putting together some big wins against division opponents, which I think fits into that category as signature type victories when you're doing it against good teams, right? You put up 350 yards against a bad team, it doesn't do it for me, right? But you play well against good teams on the, you know, on the biggest stage, that fits the bill, right? That kind of moves you into those signature type wins. And it seems like this time of year, Jordan Love just, this is when he does it, man. He steps up to the plate and he plays his best ball, which is good for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, Brian, I was thinking signature win. Yes, that the win against Detroit was a big one on Thanksgiving Day. But, I mean, the stakes were much higher. You had the team that you are trailing in the division come to your house and you're able to beat them. And now you got to focus on, well, you got to focus on Denver now, and then you'll focus on the Chicago Bears again. But one other question I had for you, and that is a lot of times you really don't miss what you have until it's gone. But in this instance, you really don't realize how much you miss a Jaden Reed until he returns. And could you just talk a little bit about having, you know, pretty much a healthy receiving core moving forward this late in the season and the difference it makes having Watson and Reed on the field at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, I think you see what it does to defenses, right? I mean, it is now a true arsenal of weapons for Jordan Love to go to. I mean, who would have thought that? And I think what was it, his second touchdown pass is going to Bo Melton, right? But like what's that showing is defenses are so keyed in on Watson and Reed and Wicks and Golden. They're so keyed in on these guys. Bo Melton's running free down the middle of the field, wide open, right? Like, I mean, that's the type of impact getting these types of players back at this time of the year does for the offense and what they do to defenses, right? They have to try to plan for all these different weapons and how LaFleur is going to use them and how accurate Jordan is getting them the ball. And when he goes to Reed so early in the game and so often, right away, Chicago, not just the D coordinator, but the players on the defensive side of the ball for Chicago, they go, all right, like they're trying to get him the football. So that in their mind already, you know, in key situations, they're starting to, you know, their eyes start to go to him a little bit. And that opens up certain areas of the field for other guys. And you could see Jordan, you know, manipulate that. And he's starting to, he's working the field like he always does, right? He doesn't key in on one guy. He's very good at finding the open man. But when you have so many guys that can work open and get open in space, and they're, you know, they have good hands, you know, they've been really good. You know, I know last year was a little bit of an off year catching the football, right? I mean, there's a lot of drops last year. Not so much the case this year. Guys are, you know, I'm knocking on wood here, like they're doing a good job bringing that football in, securing it, and really doing a great job after the catch too. When you have that many weapons, man, it is hard to defend. I was blessed as a player to be on a lot of offenses when you have four receivers that can really make you pay, and it's very hard on defenses to defend that. And when you have the quarterback that can deal it too, man, like it's tough on D coordinators to say, all right, we're going to take away this option or that option. Well, you still got a couple more options you got to deal with, right? And that's tough to game plan week in and week out.
We have Green Bay Packers champion Brian Bulaga with us. So the Bears lost their top receiver because there was some type of foot injury, and that was announced last Friday. And then I was thinking about in the first quarter, I think it was, as Love was trying to throw to Golden, and that didn't happen. There was an interception. When we think 2 weeks out, do you think that, is it Roma Odunze? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Roma Odunze. Yep.
Roma Odunze? Yep. Sorry, I don't pay attention to the Bears players very much. But it seems like he was really, really good. A lot of people were talking about him. Oh, he's not in.
Yep.
And also, are they going to be looking at that replay of, you know, when Golden lost that catch?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think having Odunze, when he comes back, right, I mean, obviously he'll be a factor in the game. But you kind of look at the way Chicago was successful, right? Like, they were successful running the football. They weren't successful through the air, right? I mean, I think what Green Bay is going to really have to focus on, I mean, obviously they have to focus on Denver this week because Denver presents a whole different set of challenges, and going out there and playing them with the altitude and how good that defense is and kind of the way Denver plays. But you go play Chicago again in Chicago, you have to get ready to play that ground game again, right? Like, that's what Chicago is very good at. We saw it, you know, right in front of everybody. They were very good running the football against us, and that's going to be their formula to beat Green Bay is to run the ball, right? I mean, I'm not too worried about, you know, Caleb Williams and their wideouts throwing the ball up and down the field against our pass rushers and kind of that. Like, that's not really the concern. It's, can we consistently stop the run when it's needed, right? Like, and I think that's the biggest thing that going into that next Bears game, can the game planning of Halfley and kind of the scheming, can we stop that Bears run game to make Caleb Williams throw the ball 30 times? I think that's what you want to see going into the next game, to see him throw the ball 30-plus times, and can we take advantage of that? Because that's the formula. The formula isn't to have them run the ball 30-plus times, because if they're running it 30-plus times, there's a lot of success that comes with that for Chicago. Like, they're very good at running the football. But if we make them throw it 30-plus times, that's in our favor, because that's 30-plus times that Micah gets the rush to passer and Rashawn Gary and all these other guys. So if I get Odunze is a very good receiver, but I'll take our chances, you know, with him dropping back and throwing it and our guys going to try to get him. I'll put it that way.
He is your Green Bay Packers champion, Brian Bulaga. Thank you. Talk to you next Monday.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right. This story gets me more and more angry. And it starts with someone ordering at Cinnabon, of all places. So someone was ordering a pecan roll. Okay. Got it. And they said, hey, can you put more caramel on my pecan cinnamon roll? And the woman, this is, by the way, in Ashwaubenon. Let me see, what is the mall called? Just so I can make sure I get this all correct. Bay Park Square Mall in Ashwaubenon, about 10 minutes outside of Green Bay. I've been there before. And the employee was fired from her job after she went on a racist tirade against the person who was simply asking for more caramel. And here's part of the exchange.
I am racist.
For
and
real?
You are a
You are an idiot.
No, I am not. Racist. And I'll say that to the whole entire world. Don't be disrespectful.
You ruined your life, by the way.
Oh, you're talking about respect? You are fired from this place, motherfucker. You're not going to be working here.
suck it.
Suck what? Look how you look like.
What's wrong with you?
What the f*** is wrong with you, you ugly
ugly? Talking about ugliness?
Did I stutter?
She stuttered, and she's fired. And I'm like pretty irritated at the part where people started creating a GoFundMe for her. GiveSendGo.com, that's what it's called. Cinnabon sent out a statement saying that she was immediately terminated. This does not meet their standards. This was a franchise place in the Schwabenon, Cinnabon. And now on this site, it's already gone up $2,000 in the past hour.
Wow.
For this woman who is doing that racist tirade, it says, stand with Crystal. They've raised $114,000, Telly, for this woman.
I'm still trying to figure out why are we raising money for her?
What?
Why are we raising money for her? I don't get that.
Who's donating to this?
Yes, and you can't have just a bunch of anonymous donors, and if you are donating to this cause, which I still don't know what the cause is, you're really perpetuating her actions.
You're perpetuating her racist words.
Yes, and there are so many other things, so many more worthy calls to raise money for.
Now, if you
are just that hard pressed to donate to something, there are tons of other good charities that you can donate your money towards and not just give it to someone who I can't even say was having a bad day, because this was clearly, this is clearly who she is.
She was saying it like she was saying
yes.
Yes.
And so it is so unfortunate. And a lot of times when you have someone that is leading the country and calling Somalians garbage and things like that, you're basically giving a license to people to say any and everything, because your response could say, hey, our president says it, why can't we say it?
And here's what the woman said after she said the N-word and the F-word many times, putting both of her middle fingers in front of her face to the camera. She looked at the camera and said, I am racist, and I'll say that to the whole entire world. What the heck? So, I mean, I don't know how you can mince any other words with that.
Yeah.
Here's a recent donation, Telly. This guy named Jeff G, 1 minute ago, $20. The post has been hidden due to content that may violate our community guidelines. What do you think he is donating to Crystal, who said, I am a racist and I'll say that to the whole entire world? And now the world is watching, by the way. This has made worldwide news, this fired Cinnabon worker from a Schwabenon. What?
I said it before, Julia, and I'll say it again. And we are in a society where there is no wrong. And if you're wrong, you're going to try to find a way to justify why you are right. And I mean, even just some of the text messages we are getting here.
Let's see. They only posted the end of the video. Okay, what was the beginning of the video? She was fired. She said the N-word and the F-word. Stop it.
And it is saying that we are only half reporting this, but I mean, do you need to hear everything else? Like, what can justify a reaction like that? Even if it said the Somalians instigated first by saying, how dare she for not covering her hair. Okay, so even if a comment is made like that, it's justified with her reaction by saying what she said and going on the tirade? Like,
she's representing a company. There's code of conduct for the company, people. Geez, if you want to go that low and stand up for this woman.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll go to that.
I mean, everybody.
Give me a break.
Like, that's the thing now, that anybody can find anything to stand up for whatever happened. To me, that is, I don't know. I think, again, if you're donating, Jeff G., you're donating saying, okay, this was okay. And I still don't know what you're donating to and for.
Here's what it says. Stand with Crystal. Meet Crystal, hardworking white mom doing her job at Cinnabon. Instead of banning offenders and backing their employees, Cinnabon fires Crystal to keep... I'm not going to say what this word is. I don't even know... I was asking what this word is.
Yeah.
The last line says, no white person should lose their job for refusing to be harassed by Somalians. And people are donating more than $100,000 to this woman? And she has a long criminal rap sheet.
And you see how it turns into... like the racial undertone with that, no white person should lose their job. So what happens if a Somalian is harassed by a white person? It's no different. Wrong, right is right and wrong is wrong. It doesn't matter what color you are.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you.
But
all that you can do is laugh at it because
it's
so absurd.
It is. Yeah. I don't get it. And again, I truly think that, when your commander in chief is setting this precedent and people are looking at it, and it emboldens people to say things that they typically wouldn't say,
and donate to a site when they're saying like the N word. Wow, I am just like baffled by this.
Yeah.
The Milwaukee Bucks. Earlier, so a few weeks ago, unveiled a new customization area for anyone who wants to shop at Fiserv Forum. And we have on with us Valerie Siminski, Bucks VP of Retail. Valerie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So tell me about Bango's Workshop.
Well, honestly, I think it's one of the coolest, most extensive custom shops I've ever seen. And not only in any NBA arena, but professional sports just in general. It's super cool. You're able to let the fan really personalize things. Obviously, we do jerseys, but we have pet accessories. We have basketballs that can be laser engraved. We have hoodies, t-shirts, hats, you name it. So the fan can either watch their custom merchandise being made in the store, or they can, you know, get it made during the game, and then we'll text them when it's ready and they can come back and pick it up and have these one-of-a-kind items available to them.
So, Valerie, this is a great Christmas gift. It sounds like you can get anything personalized for yourself that's dealing with the Bucks, correct?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different things. We have certain items that they can have, and we have them all, like, in the store and ready for them. I would say there's certain things that, you know, people are gravitating towards. Custom jerseys are by far always one of our best selling items. So that's up there. But not only just custom jerseys for like adults and kids, we actually have toddler, some infant items as well that you can get a jersey made in. So that's been great. We also, probably one of the other showstoppers that we have up there is a laser engraver that you can laser engrave on a ball. So if you want to put like a name and number, or you want to do like my first game, we have those different options. And it's really cool to see. We've actually had a father make one for his son, and he videoed it so that he's going to give the ball to his son with his name and number on it. And then he's going to show him the video of it getting made. So it was really just cool to see the different fans doing these kind of things for their family members.
I love that. And wonderful stocking stuffers, too. Keychains, magnets, bottle openers, journals. I like the journals.
Yeah.
Can you laser engrave that? Is it like leather?
No, the journal is actually, it's not laser engraved, but we have a kiosk that we also have that kiosk in our main store and in this custom store. And basically what it is you're kind of like putting in the name or whatever you'd like in those different items. And then it's like it's kind of like a sheet that gets inserted into those items. Really cool thing is we just added into that kiosk different ornaments and snow globes. So there's some additional items that we've been adding along the way.
That's so fun. I love the snow globes. And then when you were talking about laser engraved basketballs, Telly's eyebrows were raised. So we're sold. I'm going to a game in a couple of weeks. So where in Fiserv can I find this?
Sure. It's located right outside of Section 109. So it will obviously be open for every game, especially the two that are coming up. We expect it to be pretty busy. We have a game this week Thursday and then a game next week Thursday as well. So I would say stop up into that area, that kiosk. It used to be our old guest services location, but it will probably be pretty busy. I expect it to be anyways, these next two games.
Valerie Siminski is the Bucks Vice President of Retail. Valerie, thank you so much and congratulations on such a successful run.
Thank you.